Hi there. Thanks for calling back in. Happy Wednesday. How's your day going so far?
Yeah.
So, you know, I know that we spoke before, and I did send that email out to you.
Right.
So, did you have any specific questions for me at this point regarding our service? Yes. Okay.
Did you have a chance to take a look at my website?
Let me pull up your account here. Yeah, I was looking at your website before when I spoke with you before.
So
what questions
do you
have?
The website is okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I look at websites all day long, and I mean, first of all, your website is Google compliant, so it meets what Google wants to see in a website. It is mobile optimized, and of course, it is a secure website, HTTPS. And the website does reformat. It stacks on itself for a smaller screen like a tablet or more likely a smartphone. So it can be promoted as is. And above and beyond being Google compliant, I think it's also user-friendly. You know, people can learn about your services there. People can, you know, obviously call you directly and learn about your company. So your website's fine. I mean, the only problem, of course, with the website is that it's hard to find. You know, people don't already know the name of your company. If they're not looking for your website specifically, they're not likely to find that website when they're, you know, like typing in electrical service, or if they're typing in panel upgrade, whatever they're actually typing in when they're looking for an electrical contractor. You know, they're not seeing your website. The problem with your website is that it's not linked to the content that Google wants to see. So, like I said, your website by itself is fine, but we'll do the off-page optimization. We'll make sure that the website is attached to the content that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. And I was mentioning some of that before, you know, like you'll have a fully optimized Facebook page, you'll have a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. It's almost 70 different destinations and directories. All of them are equally important to Google. All of them will be talking about your company, your services, your service area, and of course, linking back to your website. So that's what's going to get your website where people can see it. And like I said, that's the one problem with your website right now. People aren't finding it on their own. I did mention that Google Ads would be part of this as well, because, of course, the email anyway talks about the Google Ads and how important it is with your service area that we include paid ads. Now, the paid ads are going to get you found quickly throughout that San Jose and San Francisco area. You know, so you're kind of targeting and servicing populated areas. You have a lot of competition. So the Google paid ads would be an important component to this. Google indexes those keywords and those searches and those clicks. And when someone in San Jose or in San Francisco or anywhere in between or anywhere around there, when they're clicking on your paid ads, it tells Google that you are relevant for those searches in those areas too. And that helps to expedite your placement in the local map or the pack that pops up. So you'd be getting both search engine optimization, that local map or the pack and the directories that we create to get you there, and search engine marketing, the paid Google ads. So it's a comprehensive program to put you and keep you on that first page and keep your phone ringing. Now, you may have seen that it is a month-to-month service. Of course, there's no long-term commitment at all, although our clients will stay with it long-term because it's profitable to be listed on that first page. Your pricing is fixed, so it's a flat rate. The email says $249. It would be that exact amount, never a penny more. There's no taxes, no fees, there's no surcharges, no lead fees. Okay, so you're not paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. Very, very different than paying for the lead and chasing down that lead and fighting it out with your competitors. In this case, living, breathing human beings will be calling you directly and calling you, of course, really with the intent to hire you. You know, by the time they decide to call you, they're hoping you're available to do the job and already thinking if your price is fair, they'll want to hire you for your services. So Not everyone who sees you on the first page will call you, of course, and you will not be the only company on that person's search. But when you are one of the options, the ones that decide to call you are pretty serious about hiring you for your services.
Right. Well, thanks for this information. I just talked to some other companies about, improving their SEO.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing anything right now with another company, or just kind of talking to other businesses?
No, just looking, for the better quotes.
Got it.
To see what is the best option for me.
I talked to
someone else. They told me my website is not crawlable. I'm not sure what that means. And they told me the Google doesn't know your website at all. It's like a business card. And I said, yeah, that makes sense to me because no one's called me.
They told
me it's because your website is not crawlable.
To be honest with you, that's kind of an old way of thinking, and it really doesn't impact your placement that much anymore. I mean, 3 years ago, especially 5 years ago, the website itself would have made a difference. You know, the content that's built into a website, the meta tag, the keyword density, the schema markup, if your photos are named and things like that. If you've ever seen a Google My Business website, it's a one-page website. There's just really bullet points and a couple of photos maybe, plain white background. So, I will admit to you that your website is not the most comprehensive, right? It is not the most detailed website. There's not different tabs and things that people can click on. But your information about your services is there. Your phone number is there. There's an email address. There's a contact form. Your website meets Google's criteria, like I said, to be mobile optimized and, of course, a secure website. So this other company might have been more of a web developer, and they might have been kind of focusing on what worked 3 years ago, 5 years ago. I mean, we're looking at 2022. Most businesses have a website, and Google downplayed the importance of a website. Boy, it's been almost 4 years ago. The importance of a website, it became less important when people started using their smartphones more than the searches on a computer. So it's been over 4 years now that more searches are done on mobile devices than on computers. At that time, Google decided that businesses had to have a mobile optimized website. So the sites that were not mobile optimized, meaning there was a lot of pinching and scrolling and sliding to see the whole website, they weren't formatted for smaller screens, those businesses got penalized. And of course, what Google cares more about now is where else is that business located? Where else online can that business be found? So I don't know if this other company was trying to upsell you on a website, which would have been just kind of a glorified business card that you would still have to send out to people. They'd have to still already know the name of your company, or it would be kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. If your website's not on the first page, people are not going to find it. It doesn't matter if your website's crawlable or if every one of your photos is named and things like that. What matters is where else can Google verify that you're providing those services in that service area. So, like I said, Google does look at over 200 different ranking factors. You know, if all else could be equal, it does come down to little things, like how close you are to the person doing that search. But we make the changes that are most important to Google. Like I said, having Google paid ads, that's an important component. If this company wasn't talking about Google paid ads, then they're not a Google partner, or certainly not a channel or a premier partner. Only Google partners can offer Google ads, and most of the time they won't. If it's one of the 317 regular partners for Google, they don't always often even offer Google ads because most of the time they don't have the product knowledge to manage those Google ads effectively. and you would have to pay for the Google Ads by click with a regular partner or even with a channel partner. It's only with the Google Premier Partners, and there's only 8 of us in the country, there's just 41 worldwide, that Google charges our company, not our clients, for the clicks to the paid ad campaign. If you were in a very rural area, if you were in an industry that was not very competitive, you might be able to get away with a local campaign. But you're talking about San Jose, servicing the greater Bay Area, you need Google Ads. And any company that's not addressing the fact that you would need Google Ads, they're just trying to redirect you to something that they can do, something that, to be honest with you, would not help you in the long term to be found throughout your service area. So I don't know if this other company was telling you that you need a new website or not, but we can work with your website.
They told me I need a new website because this is not...
How much do they want to charge you for your
this
website?
This is not a standard, about 500 something.
Just for the website. Yeah, just for a new website. Yeah. Yeah, like I said, they're probably...
They said I need 5 pages at least to get on the algorithms.
Have you seen a Google My Business site, a Google Business Profile website? It's a one-page website with a white background. Maybe there's a couple of photos on it. Those are the websites that Google builds for clients that don't have a website. They're mobile optimized, they're secure websites, and they list basic information about the business. That's what Google builds for businesses that don't have a website, but have a Google Business Profile. So, you know, obviously, like I said, this company is more of a web developer. They're trying to tell you that your website's going to get you on that first page. They may actually still believe that. I don't know. I mean, I don't think that it's possible to be 5 years behind the curve in an ever-changing industry like search engine optimization. I can't honestly tell you that they think that they believe that. It'd be really crazy if they did. If their mind was 5 years behind the times, if their product was, I mean, obviously they can't do what is necessary. They can't do Google Ads, which is necessary. So I think that they're just knowingly trying to mislead you to tell you that a website's going to make a difference, tell you a $500 website that is just going to be the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. So, you know, we create the content
right.
That's important. I don't want to waste your time because it's not meant to be informational. You know, we send an email out to you so you can look at it and decide if it's something that you wanted to do. But, happy to answer the questions you have if it's something you're willing to move forward with. But I don't want to, you know, talk your ear off about something that, you know, you might still just be shopping around for.
No. I was just asking, you know, about my website to see if it's eligible.
Yeah, your website's Google compliant. Google cares about two things in a website. HTTPS, not just HTTP. The S actually means secure. It means that your website information is people typing in to your website, and you've got a request form. People can put in their name, their email, their phone number. They can put in their address. They can put in what they're looking for. You have a contact form. That means you have to have a secure website so that personal information that potential clients put into your website is secure. And, of course, it has to be mobile optimized. It has to reformat for a smaller screen. Those are the two things that Google cares about. The rest of it, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you're not listed, meaning if someone had a website like yours or an even more basic website that was still Google compliant but had the right off-page optimization, the different directory submissions, they will always outrank someone who just has a fancy website. So like I said, the companies that are on the first page are only there because they have more content online relating to that particular search than their competitors have. It's got nothing to do with how nice their website is, as long as it's Google compliant, and it's got nothing to do with how long they've been in business, the size of their company, or even the quality of the work that they do. So we've been in business since 2004. I'm sure you saw that on the pricing page, on the link that I sent out to you there, to the packages. We've been in business since 2004. 17 years is a long time for any company, especially for a young industry like search engine optimization. You might have clicked on the badge of authenticity at the bottom of the email, that Google logo in the box that says Google Premier Partner. That is not copy and pasted off the internet. If you clicked on it, you saw that it goes to google.com. Anyone that can tell you they can get you on that first page at least needs to be a regular Google partner. We started there more than 5 years ago as one of the very first companies that Google partnered up with to provide professional management of these types of services. We quickly moved our way from regular partner through channel partner. We're now Google Premier Partners. Like I said, that is the highest level of partnership that can be achieved. It's there because of our training, our product knowledge, our certification. We're certified in both search and display ads. Like I said, it is only with the Google Premier Partners that Google charges our companies, not our clients, for the individual clicks to the paid ad campaign. So I know that I didn't actually get to speak with you before, but I'm glad you called in. I think you spoke with Doug, who took your basic information.
It was Doug.
Yeah, it was Doug. So Doug's a great guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's real knowledgeable in what he does, but of course, you know, it's my job to apply any reduced pricing. I'm the pricing director, and if you saw on the pricing page, it's a significant saving. It's actually the lowest rate that we offer. It's not even on our website as a published price. It's more than 50% off of the Platinum package. It would just be $249, and I even put on there that there would be no setup fee.
So it's a Platinum package, right? That's what I'm going to
receive. Correct. It is the Platinum package. You're absolutely correct. It's the Bells and Whistles program. It's the one that you need. The Essential package, that's really just for, let's say, a brick-and-mortar location. Like a hair salon, nail salon, but in a rural area.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
In a rural area. Actually, do you think the Platinum package, I'm going to get my, what I need, right? Customers. And
oh, sure.
Get on the Google just to find me easier. And avoid any Angie leads and home advisor anymore.
Okay.
Really
yeah, no, I don't, I don't believe you need any of that. I mean, getting your phone ringing is what you're looking for here. That's the important thing, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. How can I give myself until today afternoon. I want to get all this information together. But I'm thinking I'm going with you guys to a start. If I want to place my order online, how should I do it? Or should I call? I don't know. Do you guys have any option if I wanted to go online and place the order, like, to a start?
Yeah, to sign up with our service, I would have to generate the invoice and send it out to you. You would have to fill in your information and then still let me know about it. That way I would be able to hit submit and process the payment on our end. But I think I've got all the information that I need. I see the business listed as Hertz Electric Corp, right? Short for corporation. And that, or is it Hertz Electric, Inc.? How did you want the company to appear online? INC? With the INC?
Yeah.
And then, Arash, the phone number that we're speaking on, that's the number that you would want your customers to call, right?
Yes.
And also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account.
Yes, sir.
I've got your email address, obviously. But one thing I wanted to ask you, though, is about the physical address that I saw here online. I think it was connected to a...
This is a home. This is my residential.
It's your home, the 2075 Lockwood Drive, 95132.
What is your opinion?
What I would tell you is this, is Google, if you don't see customers come to you, right? Nobody visits you there?
Nobody.
Okay.
No.
So Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. Even if it were a shop, a warehouse, a small office, if you don't see customers come to you, Google prefers to not list a physical street address because they wouldn't want someone to drive out there and try to knock on your door.
Man.
So, you're just going to be listed San Jose. not even the zip code, and definitely not any physical street address. And then I've got, of course, the website, thehertzelectric.com is the website. Your first and last name here, Aresh Ardeshapur. Now, when we contact you, we use phone, we use text, we use email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information that we're trying to get out to you. So meaning if it's longer information and something we want you to have for your records, of course, we'll email it to you. But most of the time, we'll just call you or text you. But my question is, do you have a preference as to how we contact you regarding your account? Of course, most of the time, your customers are just going to call you. But for us to reach you, did you prefer phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
It would be okay if we do the call or email.
Okay, so I'll put phone or text. I'm sorry, phone or email preferred. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I can actually get things set up on my end. I'll do a couple of things, though. I wanted to take a look at our client interview calendar. In fact, Aresh, I'll have to schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians so that we can verify information that I have on the account, information that we have off of your website, kind of make sure that we know the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business. For example, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. Looks like you've got the logo that we can use too wherever possible. What I would do now, though, to secure the listing for your company, and it is required of us as Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is month to month, that we are, in fact, waiving your setup fee, that we've reduced the cost of the platinum package down to $249, that rate is a fixed rate. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Okay.
Give me a second here just to get that pulled up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?
Hertz Electric INC.
Gotcha. And that's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
I'm the owner. My name is Aresh Ardeshapur.
And Mr. Ardeshapur, as the owner of Hertz Electric INC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right? You make the marketing decisions for your company. You probably make all the decisions for your business. Okay, perfect. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I'm the authorized one. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, Aresh, as you might well imagine, since our job is to get your phone ringing, it is to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls and emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Aresh, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, Mr. Ardeshapur, it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is a month-to-month service. And the reason that we ask is all of the content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing. Equally, perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent, Google compliant, right down to the INC at the end of the name. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Resh, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Adeshapur, that is fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. And we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Okay. Now, with the reductions in the cost, with the setup fee waived, with, of course, it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving, will be charged today, and that is the 19th of January, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $249 for the Platinum package. Now, that Platinum package and that $249 is a fixed flat rate, meaning it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead generation fees whatsoever. In fact, my company will incur the hard costs of running the paid Google ads on behalf of your business. This does also include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 19th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $249, and once again, that rate will never go up. Arash, as it is a month-to-month service, completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason or pause it too, whether you get more work that you can take on or need to go on vacation. You can do that, no questions asked, no fees involved, by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Arash, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Adeshapur, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Right.
Okay. And then, Arash, that first payment, is it going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Is my name on the card?
Your name on the card, no middle initial?
No.
Okay. And then Arash, you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It's 4400.
Mm-hmm.
6642.
Yes, sir.
6875.
Okay.
2103.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
Is 631.
You said 06?
631.
The expiration?
The expiration.
Three digits on the back of the card, 631.
Yeah. 0224.
02 of 24. And then the last three digits on the back of the card is 631?
631, yes.
Okay. So I've got 631 on the back of the card, and February or 02 of 2024, the expiration date, right?
Right.
Okay. And then the card itself, was it 44-00-66-42-68-75-2103?
Yeah.
And does that bill to the home address, the 2075 Lockwood Drive, 95132?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Now, in just a second here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I'm online right now, just waiting to see.
Okay. So I think you already have the number. You called in and Desiree answered and she was able to,
yes,
to transfer it over. But it is that 877-635-6225. The extension is 1 or option 1. That's the client support number. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You can email the support team 24/7, and of course, if you email them, they will follow up with you within the following business day. You can call and speak with a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is, of course, Pacific time. You'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, Arash, there's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. In fact, you'll also receive that link by direct text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other of those or both of those, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things. And then the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself, though, does only take about 25 or 30 minutes. Looks like our first available would be tomorrow at 8. There's also several in the morning. The last available one would be 1 o'clock. But we could do, looks like 8, 9, 10, 11, or 1 o'clock. Which of those would work
11
best for you?
Is okay.
11 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it will be scheduled from 11 until 12. The call itself, like I said, only takes about 25, 30 minutes during that one-hour window. It will not get to you right at the top of the hour. It will probably get to you, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes after 11 o'clock, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. You'll receive a reminder email at 10. An hour prior to that scheduled call, you'll receive an automated email to the email address we have on file to remind you that the call itself is scheduled at 11. I'm actually sending you now a calendar invite, and the calendar invite is really more just for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many do, and there's no problem if you do. It just says Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that says, what that means. And then it's got your username, which is just your phone number. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. That's the username on the account. It's got your name and then, of course, the phone number itself. Now, did you receive either the text message or the email too? Okay. So if you open up the email, It does have, of course, your invoice on there and a link that says click here to accept the subscription terms. If you open up the text message, it goes right to where we need it to go, which is actually at the very top of the – it's coming from my.localsplash.com, in this case, slash terms, and then the information specific to your account. But you should see where it says Local Splash Terms of Experience. It's talking about the services, starting with Google My Business or Google Business Profile Optimization. Are you familiar? Are you seeing that right there?
Sure. I was just waiting to load. Just take some.
Oh, you're still waiting for it. You're still waiting for it to open up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just let me know when you see it.
I see a Google ad, G Suite,
correct,
landing page.
Yeah. Exactly. But of course. Just what you need to do really to confirm the SMS communication part of it, the 415-676-0598, that is your phone. You have access to it at least, and it is a mobile device where you can receive text messages. We actually prefer that you do not click on the opt-out of SMS or text messages because that would prevent us from sending you text messages. I've got phone and email preferred, but like I said, sometimes we will just want to send you a quick text, so please do not click on that box. However, at the very bottom, just above the line that says signature below it, above it there's a box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, the card in your name. We do want you to click on that box. Now you can either below that, where it says signature and the sign pointing to that open box, you can either click there and type it in, case sensitive, so the A's of course are capitalized. You can copy and paste it. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. Once you've got your name in that box, do click on the confirm signature just below that. That will do a couple of things. First, it does, of course, let us know that you know that it's a month-to-month service, that it is the flat rate, the $249 for the platinum package, that we've waived your setup fee, etc. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there already is accurate and consistent, and to fix it if it is not. It also does, of course, allow us to send that Google PIN card out and make sure that Google recognizes you're an active business. You'll know that you're successful in doing that when you see it asking you for a username and a password. Do you see that?
It's a little bit hard here to I certify that I am authorized holder and signer of the credit card, and that all of the information is completed.
And then did you you put your name in the box and hit the confirm signature?
Yes. Let me see. Yes, just take time to take a minute to.
So you did put your name in and already hit confirm. It's just taking a little bit of time to load. Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. But it didn't take you to an error message or anything like that yet. It's still loading at this point.
I went to error message.
It did?
500. Oops, yeah. The failure is not.
Oh. Really? Maybe it timed out there. Let me see if I can. I can resend the email. It will re-trigger another text message. As long as you did not click on the opt out of SMS or text messages, it should allow you to put your name in there and should not give you an issue, although it might have just timed out.
Yeah, it might be.
So you might have to refresh. I did actually have our system send that email out to you again, and then it will re-trigger the text message too.
Let me do it again. All right, so what is the username?
If it's asking you for a username and password, you've already successfully completed everything that we're asking you to do right now. The reason it's asking you for your username and password is this is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking and your reporting. The system thinks you're trying to log into your reporting right now. The username is just your phone number, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the number itself. The password has not even been created yet. I think if you actually put it in, it would give you an error message that the page itself has not been created yet. Because again, the system's trying to get you to your tracking and your reporting. Don't worry about that. It is just, it's the same dashboard portal that you'll be using when your tracking system has been created. We'll start creating that content and get that tracking system, set up, And usually it's a couple of days until everything is up and active and tracking things that will officially send you your username. But you are, in fact, all set and squared away on my end here. You do have that client interview scheduled for 11 o'clock tomorrow. It might be a few minutes after 11 o'clock. It is going to be someone else from our interview department giving you that follow-up call. But I'm really glad that you called in, and it's a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to be the first to say, welcome aboard, of course. And the other thing, too, is I'm pretty excited for you. You've got a website already. We just have to put it in front of people that are looking for your services, people that will see it when they're looking for your services and call you directly. So I'm looking forward to getting this content attached to your website, getting the Google Ads up and running for you, getting your phone ringing, and of course to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Do you think how soon is going to start, sir?
So that's
after
a great
tomorrow?
Great question. No, it won't be that fast. Unfortunately, it's not as fast as that. I wish it were. Even though we are Google Premier partners, we cannot flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight. In fact, Google wants us to say 7 to 10 business days. So I always will say 7 to 10 business days, although in my experience, that is worst case scenario. It's usually 7 days or less to attach your website to the Google Ads that will get running across your service area. So it does happen quickly, though. You know, like I said, it's a month-to-month service.
It's 10 days, you think?
7 to 10 business days for the Google paid ads to be up and running. It's usually about that same time for the verification process. Google prefers the U.S. Postal Service, and they don't verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes because those can be rented by someone outside of town. But like I said, for the local map of the PAC result, Google wants to make sure that the businesses in that area are indeed local businesses. But you already do have a verified listing. So we're going to use that existing listing. Is that something you did on your own? Did you ask for that PIN card to be sent to you and verify that you're active in the area?
Yes.
It's good that you have that. It's good that you have that because it expedites the process. Like I said, that process by itself, it might have even taken for you 5 to 10 days, or depending on when you did that, maybe even longer. Boy, I know when Corona hit, they were like, it was more than a month and a half for some reason. I mean, everybody was impacted, even Google at that point. But you already have a verified listing. In your client interview tomorrow, we will ask you to give us managerial access. If you did not already have a listing, we would have created one for you, set it up with you as the owner, and again with us as manager. You are already the owner of that listing, but we do want access to it. In fact, it looks like your website's not even attached to it, so we will attach your website to it. We'll attach what amounts to a blog post that we can repopulate or update and change once a week. Of course, we will also attach all the directories to it as well. So that's one of the things that we'll walk you through, as well as the other things that I mentioned. We'll walk you through giving us managerial access to that existing Google listing. So like I said, you've got a website already. You've got a Google listing already. That expedites the process of getting you found. We just have to create that content and attach your website to the Google Ads. All right. Pleasure speaking with you. Real pleasure speaking with you. I'll let Doug know that I spoke with you. And like I said, that follow-up call is scheduled for tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Ardeshapur. You have a wonderful day. Thanks, Arash. Thank you.
You too.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.